buying it off you. And he trusted him. So with that enjoyment, the moicha, now this gazan has a tremendous satisfaction that somebody's trusting me. So that hanor, that satisfaction that he had, that you trusted him, with that hanor, he's gomma bedaita, that hanor is treated like money. So it's treated like you gave him money. And with that money that you gave him, we say a svara with the gazlan right then was gomma bedaitoi to really give the karka to you. Even though right now he doesn't own the karka, that's going to be next to most kasha. Right now the gazlan still doesn't own the field. It's still stolen fields. The gazlan's only buying it back later. But still it helps. It's as if the lakeya gave money, gave hanor right now to the gazlan. Therefore the gazlan really means it, that whenever he's going to get it, he really means to be makner it to this lakeya. The Gemara still has the kasha though. Moser Rosh Hashis. Rosh Hashis has kasha though. The person says, Mashirish Meyaba Machlecho. What I will inherit from my father, I'm going to sell to you. Or else, Mashatale Mitzadosin. Whatever I capture today, guys going hunting today, guys going fishing. He says in the morning, any fish that I'll catch today, Machlecho, I'll sell to you. Salach Rizliyomaklum. He didn't say anything. Because it's a dovish, Loi Belierlam. Right now, you have no fish to sell. Right now, your father didn't die yet. You don't own anything. What about the guy says Mashirish Minaba Hayoin? It says that clearly just for today. If I yashin my father today, then you should know I'll give it to you, I'll sell it to you. Or else Mochlucho, or else Mashatal Mitzadosi Hayoin, what I catch today, Mochlucho, I'll sell to you, then Dvorb Kayom. Then it's good. So what the kasha over here is, it's like a Dovish Lobali Yerla. We'll still see what difference if he says Hayoin or he doesn't say Hayoin. But Kol Parim Bayos, when this Gazlin sold the field to Lakeich, it wasn't his field yet. So it's like saying, I'll give you a field when I ever buy it. That's called the Dovish Lobali Yerlam. So why is the king in Chal? So my answer is, Amar Rami Bachoma, Hai Gavra Bot Yufta. Like there's a great person, and there's a good question over here. In other words, there's a good kashi, yes, no, I don't have an answer for you. Amar Rabbi Rabbi says, Gavra Kachazin, I see a great person here. But it's Yufta Lekachazin, I don't see any kashi though. It's Yufta Lekachazin, I don't see the big question. I'll tell you a big difference. Hocha Som Chadaita, Vochol Som Chadaita. There's a difference. One place the person really means it. And one place he doesn't mean it. What does that mean? In our case over here, this gazlan really means it. Like we had before. Here it's a svar, what happened? The gazlan sold this field to the lakeach. So he knows he did something wrong. And he knows that later it's going to be taken away from the lakeach. And he's going to call him a gazlan. And he doesn't want that to happen. So therefore, the gazlan right now is really somech daitoi that when he buys it off the owner, I really want to give it to you to the lakeach. Because I don't want to be called a gazlan. So I have something pushing me to really be makna this field to you. Therefore, the kinyan is good. But hocha, in this case over here, when I'm selling you what I inherit from my father, or what I capture, is like some chadaita. I don't have it yet. Therefore, the mechir is not chal. Here it's called loy boli erlam. Therefore, there's a big chilat. We yesay nechdas, here it's better. Smichas das helps. Mar says, shok lekaim ad rabab, they asked this question from rabab vazavda, omlu, he said, Zu ainat tzrich lefnim. This doesn't need inside. Show what that means. It's not such a big question. You don't even have to take it inside. Amar Rabbi Rabbi says no. Zu tzrich lefnim lefmay lefnim. There's something needs a very. It's a very big question. It needs a very good answer. But I hope one we have an answer for it. That the teretz is holkasam kadaita veholkasam kadaita. Like we just said, that in a case of I'll sell you what I'll capture today, you have no real reason to sell it to him. So therefore, since the fish are not here right now, it's a double shalom b'yerlam. But over here, where you're a gazlan and you sold this field to somebody else, you have a very good reason why you really want to see this field biyad lakech, because you don't want him to call you a gazlan. So since you don't want him to call you a gazlan, therefore we say you really mean to be makdim to him. Mar says, have you this case happens with Pumbadisa and Pumbadisa? The Yosef, and they asked us a question, Omlu Rab Yosef, Zuan Tzriklafin, this doesn't even answer like. Omlu Abai, no, Tzriklafin Lufnai Lufnim. You have to bring this way inside, it's a very good kasha. But still there's an answer, I'll tell you, Hocha Som Chadait, like we just said. Now the Gemara says, but still in the first brisa though, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Like once you're telling me the guy is not Soymer Das, what's the difference if the guy says, I'm selling you the fish that I will capture, or I'm selling you the fish that I'm going to catch today. If I just say what I'm going to catch today, then the Mechir is Chal. Why? Even though you say, I'm only going to sell you what I'm going to capture today, but you didn't catch it yet. So it also should be called a Dovah Shalom B'Yolim. You're also not Soymer Das. So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yochanan, safe was like this. Mashirish mi Abba Hayoim. If I yashim my father today, you know why? Mishum covered Ovid. That means Mishum covered Ovid. Rashi says, we're talking about Keshoy Ovid Goisis. We're talking about that your father, Hayoim, means your father's mom is dying. So you're afraid he's going to die today, he's a Goisis. If so, but Sorach Moyes look for us. There's a story that says that if your father dies, you're going to need money to pay the Chevra Kadisha. You're going to have to pay for the Kakura. Well, Tachrichin, you have to pay money for the Tachrichin, you have to pay. So Muzal Chavad Aviv, Shlal Lishoyse Bibizoyim. The son has a chiv then as Tivrav not to let his father stay Bibizoyim. So the son is going to have money. Therefore, the son says, I'm going to sell you what I yashin for my father today. There he really means it. Because if he says today means he's expecting his father to die in a minute, that means his father is very, very sick. So then we say the svara, he really needs the money. So if he really needs the money, then we say it's really samech das. So when he tells you that he really means it, then taka could be chal, even on domesh obel yolam. If your mom is samech das, then it would help. This is a big shalom achreinim. What's the chsaron by domesh obel yolam? Something that's not here right now, how come the kinyan you can't be chal? So now we'll gemara here with smashka because you're not samech das. Because you can't think about that. Something that you don't know right now, you can't think about it. Like here, I can't really think I'm going to sell you the fish, or I'm going to sell you, I'm going to yashin for my father, if I didn't yashin it yet. Something I don't have, I can't think about. But there are cases when you could think about it, you are samech das, then it's good. Here's Mashma says, if your father's dying that day, then for sure you mean it, to really sell it, because you need the money, next time then you're samech das, then taka would be chal. The same thing. The person says, Mashatalim tzadach ayom, what comes up for my thing today? Yeah, Mashalim tzadach ayom. So also, Mishum kidei chayit. It could be the same thing. A person wants to sell you what a fish that I'm going to catch today, the pshat is only one day's worth of fish. How much can you catch one day fish? How much can you catch? $10, $20. So the guy says, I'm selling you the money, but I'm going to sell you the fish that I'm catching today. The pshat is then, the guy needs money. He doesn't have money. So then he's also saying that. Like I'm only selling you a small amount. So the guy, then we say that what the guy means is, right now I'm broke, I have no money at all. And this little bit of money, I mamash need to keep myself alive. So if I say I want to sell you the fish that I'm going to catch today, even though you didn't catch the fish yet, you don't own it, still the mechir is good. Because you really stomach that, you really mean it, that you really want to sell it to him. Because this much money he's talking about, well, you need it to live with. It's kedei chayiv. So then taki you mean it. Benachnam, in a case where you don't mean it that much, where you have other money, or you stam say, I want to sell you any fish that I catch, there you're not stomach that. That's called the davar shel b'liyam. Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav. Rav Huna Amar Rav says like this. Hoy melech haveiroi. Somebody says to his friend, Hoy melech haveiroi. Soda shani lokeich. I'm going down now to real estate. I'm going to buy a house tomorrow. Listen, I'm going to buy a house tomorrow. So this house that I'm going to go buy tomorrow, l'kshechenu, when I buy the house, k'nu yilachom yachshav. I'm giving you the house right now. You go to your friend and you tell him, listen, I make a kinyan suda now, that I'm telling you right now, the house that I'm going to buy tomorrow, I want the house to belong to you from today. So locha rizkona, itaka helps, the kinyan taka schal. That's Rav Huna's chiddush amar Rav. That you could be mat and I could give you away the house right now, even though I don't own it. Amar Rav, Rav says, mistavri milsa the Rav. You know when Rav's svara makes sense? Bisod istam. If I stand say the sod of the field that I'm going to buy, like any field I'm going to buy, when I buy it, I want it to belong to you right now. Then it's good. We say maybe he meant it. Avo besod is zu. So the guy says, listen, I go to plan to buy this field. And this field that I plan to buy, when I buy it, I want it to be yours from right now. Then it doesn't help. Why? Because you can't really be same as that. You don't really mean it. Because you know yourself there's a doubt. Mi yema, who told you? Dimasman le na le. Who told you that person's going to sell it to you? Like, you say, I plan to buy that field, one special field. It's on the market today. But who says by the time you get it tomorrow, it'll still be in the market? Maybe the owner's going to want to sell to somebody else. Maybe it'll be too expensive for you. So then you don't really mean it. If you would stop and say, any field that I buy, when I get it, I want it to be yours today, then we can say you say mechdas. Like, you made up your mind 100%, you want to buy a field. So if you made up your mind to buy it, you buy it. If not this one, another one. But since eventually you'll get it, you really meant it, you give it to him over right now. But if you meant a bedafka, one special field, there the svaras, we never know if you really get it, maybe not so mechdas. The Gemara says it's not true though. Gemara says though, but for lakim, like a lashon of a shvua, Omar Rav afilu besadizu. No, that Rav said the svara even by sadizu. Even though Reuven says to Shimon, listen, I want to give you this field that I plan to buy tomorrow, I want to give it to you today. The kinyan is chal, I can give it over to you today. And when I buy the field tomorrow, it automatically belongs to you. Why? What's the raya? Because Rav obviously holds like Rav May over here. Because Rav k'man omer l'shmaitei, who is Rav going like? That Rav holds, that a person has a right to sell something even though you don't have it right now. But you have a right to sell it right now, that when you will get it, it belongs to somebody else. Who holds that svar all over? That's Rav Meir. The Yom of the Rav Meir says, You have a right to sell something even though you don't own it yet. Even though a Lashon Loi Balayom doesn't really mean it didn't come to the world altogether. Just means that's not for you. Like, you don't own the field yet, still you have a right to sell this field to somebody else, then when you buy it, it belongs to him. What's the raya? And even by one sodah, why the Tanya would learn like this. If a Yisrael goes over to a lady, and he says to her like this, Hiskachali, I want to get married to you, Liyachashis Gayer, after I become a Ger. Because right now the guy's a Goy. A Goy goes over to a Bas Yisrael and tells her, listen, here's the ring, the Shem Kedushin. Tomorrow I plan to be a Ger. So I'm making a Maisa Kedusha now, that the Kedushin should be Chal tomorrow, after I become a Ger, the Kedushin should be good. Or else, then Yisrael goes over to a Shiksa, and he tells her, here's the ring for Kedushin, and the Kedushin should be Chal, Liyachashet is Gairi, after you become a Gerit. After you become a Ger, then the Kedushin should be Chal. Rabbi Meir says, in both cases, the Kedushin is Chal. And the same thing, what about if an Eved Chinani right now goes over to Nisha and says, I want to marry you, and the Kedushin should be Chal, Liyachashet Shtacher, after I become freed. The Kedushin is also Chal. What about the Yachash Shtachri? You go over to a Shifcha Kenanis. Then Yisroel goes over to a Shifcha Kenanis and says, here's a ring, L'shem Kedushin, and the Kedushin should be Chal after you become freed. Or else, L'yachash Yomas Balecha. A man goes over to a married lady. You go over to an Eshishish, and you give a Kesef Kedushin, you tell her, listen, Harayat Mekudeshesli, L'yachash Yomas Balecha after your husband dies. Like right now that she's married, you can't marry her. An Eshishish can't have a second Kedushin. But you make a Maisik Kedushin, Kedushin should be Chal now, for when after your husband dies, then automatically you're married to me. Or else, Liyacha, Shiyechlet, Lechoy, Yivimcha. Same thing. Whereas in the case where the husband died, but there's a Pasha of Yivim involved. So you go over to the Yivim and you tell her, I want to marry you after you get your Chalitza. Or else, Liyacha, Shetomas, Achasecha, after your sister dies. In other words, in the case where you're right now married to the, you go to your wife's sister. You go to your kids, you're married to your wife, and your wife has a sister. So you want to marry your wife's sister. Everybody knows, calls the man, your wife is alive, you can't marry your sister. So you go over to your wife's sister and you tell her, listen, haray amakadeshly, that after my wife, your sister dies, then I want to marry you. So lochar is, ain't amakadesh. In all these cases, the rabbanon hold, the kedushin is not chal. This is always called the dovish loy b'liyurla. Since right now, when you make the maestah kedushin, she's not fit for kedushin, she's an eshetish, she's a giyuris, you're a guy, you're an eved, the kedushin is no good. However, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir Shita always is, mekudeshes, no, the kedushin is chal. Because Rabbi Meir holds a tremendous chiddush of odom matne dovash loy b'liyurla. That means, if you make a maestah now, to be chal for later, and later it could be chal, we look as if this maestah is done at the time when it really could be chal. Even though you're giving right now this married lady the Kedushin, but since you're giving it to her, that should be Chal after her husband dies, and at that time you could marry her, so we look as if the Meister is being done for that time. It's called the good Kedushin. So Gemara says, I have Isha, Kisod Ezudamya. According to Rav Meir, when you want to marry this special Isha, you're saying clearly, this Isha I want to marry when her husband dies. And still, so it's like you want to buy this one special field. And the Yom Rav Meir still says, the Kedushin is Chal. The Kitzev Rav holds like Rabbi Meir Shita of Odom Makta Dovah Shalom B'Liyolam. He holds it so far, even in the case of a Sodazu. Even when the guy says, listen, I plan to buy this special field tomorrow, and I'm telling you I want to give it to you right now. So if you make the Maisa Kinyan, you makta to him right now, according to Rabbi Meir, it's good. Since you're giving it to him on the Tanayah light that you're going to buy it tomorrow, so when you buy it tomorrow, then you could give it away to him. So the Maisa Kinyan you're making right now is as if it's helping for the time after you buy it. Therefore, this maisi before helps, that as soon as you buy it, it automatically goes to him. Right. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this. Hamoitzi shtar hakno b'shuk. Somebody finds a shtar hakno. Shtar hakno we had before is where the loivas puts the kinyan achrayis into the shtar, saying that no matter what happens, even if the malva never gave me the money, still I'm a shabbat my nechosim. Shtar hakno is that the loivas says, put into the shtar, I'll mach the my kakoy is back to you. That even if you don't give me the money, still the shibud machal. So Shmuel says, Yachsel l'baylam, give it back to the malva. Why? Because what are you afraid about? If somebody found a shtar in the street, you're supposed to give it back to the malva. Because what are you afraid about? Dimishum the cost of lubas lelov. If you're afraid, maybe it was written up that he's going to borrow money, but the malva never really gave him the money. Mar says, so what? Even if the malva didn't give him the money, but hashib din ashay, it's a shtar hakano. The loiver wrote in the shtar that I'm a shabbat my nechosim to pay you up, even if you don't give me the money. So we're not afraid about that. The other thing to be afraid about, maybe the loiver already paid up the money. True, it was a good shtar, you borrowed the money, but maybe the shtar was paid up already. So Shmuel holds, Loi chashin leproyin. We're not afraid the shtar was paid up. You know why? The Yemisa the Poro, whoever pays up money, you know what you do with that shtar right away? Mikra heavy karala, you rip up the shtar right away. You don't let the malv hold on to the shtar. The malv has a shtar that you owe him $1,000. So if you go and pay up your $1,000, the first thing you do is you rip up the shtar. So therefore, if somebody finds the shtar on the street, you have a right to say it wasn't paid up yet. And therefore, Shmuel says he's supposed to return it back to the malv. But the Mar says, Om Rav Nachman,
Abba min safri dina de mashmul hevi. My father was from the seifrim of Shmuel. The Avinan Kavashis Kvashev was 6-7 years old. For the Chana remembers that the Machud used to announce like this. Yamud used to say, Hani shtari akneisa, the shtari akneisa, the mishtakhe b'shuka, that's found in the shuk, that's found in the streets, the mishtakhe b'shuka in the adoyim, is the mishtakhe b'shuka, you find in the street, you should know, not rin l'murayu, you're supposed to return it to the owner. And Achnami, the Paschim like Shmuel time, that's where Shmuel holds, that a shtari akneisa, if you find it, you return it back to the owner. Alright, turn over.
Yeah, like we just said, because Shmuel holds, we're not afraid of anything.
Omer of Amr and Afan and Amitin, we also learn like this. Read another proof, Afan and Amitin, we learned, it says, Kol Maise Bezdin Hareza Yachsen. Anything that's done in Bezdin, the Maise Bezdin, like a shtar, is supposed to return. Salma, what do we see? Lechashin, we're not afraid anything went wrong with it. But since the shtar was also called the Maise Bezdin, therefore he's supposed to return it. Rashi's Kasakal Bezdin, we thought, Maise Bezdin means shtar shakosa by Hentik. If the shtar has a Hentik on the Bezdin, okay, it, so that shtar, we're not afraid for Peroin. Omer of Zero, maybe there's no proof. Maybe this halacha that we say a ma'isa bezdin is supposed to you're allowed to return that's going on story chaltos v'yadrachta. The la v'nei p'rein in, there's no question that maybe it was paid up or not. Rashi says b'shtori chaltos means shtar shekosta bezdin l'maitzi shtar chaveroi. The chayvu l'shalom l'shilim. Like if the malva has a shtar that Reuben owes me money and Reuben doesn't want to pay me. So Desmond gives the Malva Shtar that he has the right to go down to lay this property and take away what he owes him. So such a Shtar like that is not Shaykh Peroin. Those Shtar is, you have a right to go down to this field, take whatever you want. Or else the Shtar, Drachta Rashi says, Shalei Motzla Yashin Echosim. The Malva went down to lay this field and didn't find anything there. So the Kosovo, like Desmond wrote him a Shtar, Sheyir Dorf Lachter on Echosim. He has the right to keep on running after his property. And when he finds it, he can take it. Rashi says, Drachta means Lashin Raidit. You run after the state of the life until you finally get his property. So these two stories, if it gets lost, here we're not afraid for praying. For the Gemara, the start with a little bit of the Gemara. I'm a rabba. The Hani La Bnei Peroin. Like, why not? Like, why aren't there Bnei Peroin? For Amri Nadoi, Nadoi says, Shuma Hodar Atres Yachi Shasa. You could retract on a Hodar, even up to a year. So Rashi says, Shuma Hodar means, Shesham Bezin Labal Chayt Kakaleva. If Bezin's told, listen, the Malva, Bezin told the Malva, the labor doesn't want to pay you, okay, we're going to take away his property. And we'll go down and we'll value how much his property is worth. And you can take it, he owes you $1,000. We'll value how much $1,000 of property is worth. Even if Bezin made the Shuma, halacha is hodar. Rashi says that means, if even after Bezin took away the property from the labor, if the labor comes back with money, the labor has the right to pay up. And when the labor pays up the money, then the field goes back to the labor. Even though Bezdin gave the Malva right to take away the property from the Leiva, when the Leiva pays up the money later, he gets back his property. So even the Shtar of Adrachta, that you have a right to take the property away from the Leiva, still it's possible Peroin. It's possible to say that the Leiva pays you back the money, and then the Leiva has the right to keep the character. So we should be afraid then. If somebody finds the Shtar in the street, why are you afraid? Maybe it's paid up. The Yom Rameima. No, any time the labor wants to pay up, the money has the right to pay back. See, even these two stars also called Shaykh Groin. Elo Amarava. Hoslamayna time of the Yamri. He said like this. He lost it for himself.
In other words, the labor himself made a bid. The Vidna the Porik, because when the labor paid up the Malva now, he bought the Limkrai Lishtari. Right away, he should have taken away the star from the Malva and ripped it up. And he nami, even if you want to tell me, that for some reason the Malva doesn't have the shtar right now, so he should have asked the Malva lemichtav shtar v'achrina layu. He should have wrote up a new shtar as if to say like the Malva is selling this property back to the Leiva. Why? The Medina, because really mitzad adin are yilei boi lemeheder. Really mitzad adin, what happened here? The Malva collected property from the Leiva. The Leiva didn't have money to pay up, so lacharis Bezdin gave a shtar adrachta that Bezdin sold the property or gave the property to the Malva. So Mikra Din now, the Malva owns this property. And later when the Leiva gets money later, mitzad adin, the malva doesn't really have to return the property. It's only in Mishum from the pasuk of Yosis Hayosh v'toy b'ni Hashem, who the Yom Rabbanan to Heder. Like a Churma the Rabbanan said that the malva should return the property back to the leiver if he comes up with money. Hilkach therefore mereishu the kozdoven. It's as if right now the leiver is like buying back this property from the malva. Therefore, he should have written up a new shtar now. Therefore, when the leiver pays up the money, he should have asked the malva to write him back a shtar saying that I'm buying the field off you. So if the leiver doesn't have such a shtar, therefore we're not afraid to return the shtar that's lost. But I tell you, gabi shtar choy, but by regular shtar choy bustam, it says that Reuven knows Shimon $100. Ma'ik lemeima, what can we say over there? Over there, you know why we're not afraid? Because in Misa the Pora, it was really paid up. So what do you want to say? There you want to say we shouldn't be afraid, because if you want to say it was paid up, so it should have ripped up the shtar. I tell you no. Maybe the malva did not want to return the shtar. The Yomli said, he just pushed him off and said, you know what, I'll give you back the shtar tomorrow first. So by regular payment of halvor, it's possible maybe the leiver really paid back the money, and just the malva is still holding on to the shtar. Like the malva says, right now I don't have it, that's why I didn't give it back. So here we have to be afraid though, so now maybe the malva lost the shtar, but we can't return the shtar to the malva because maybe the leiver paid up the money. And now, secondly, we have to be afraid about, maybe the malva is still holding on to the shtar for the value of the shtar itself. In other words, he lent $1,000 to the leiver. Now really, Mikiradin, the leiver is supposed to pay for the ksav of the cipher. But what happened could be sometimes the leiver doesn't have money for that either. So the malva says, no, I'll lay out the money now and you pay me back later. So here the leiver came back with $1,000, but he also owes the malva another $2 for the payment of the cipher. And that he didn't pay him back yet. So the malva says, you know what, I'm going to hold on to the shtar until you pay me those $2. So that's why by regular shtar chayv, we have to be afraid even after the leiver paid back $1,000, still maybe the malva is holding on to the shtar until the leiver pays him another dollar or two for the ksav of the cipher. So therefore we have to be afraid maybe the shtar fell from the malva, therefore we're chayshina leproin. So from here we have no proof to Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Avuah, Omar Rav Yochanan, Hamoitzi shtar chayv bashuk, if somebody finds a shtar chayv that Reuven knows Shimon $1,000 in the street, Apo picha kosa by henpik, even though inside the shtar there's written a henpik like Bezdin was Mekayim the shtar already, like we know for sure the loan took place, still lo yachziru lebailim, you're not supposed to return the shtar back to the malva. Now, not only hecha de loy kosa by henpik, not only in the shtar that doesn't have the seal of Bezdin on it, then the ikla, maybe we could say, maybe because of lilbos v'leilova, maybe he lent the money and he wrote up the shtar, but he never lent the money. So that's why we don't return the shtar to the malva. Not only in such a case, ella, but even afilu kosa by henpik, even though in the shtar there is the seal of Bezdin on it. So therefore, umay ninu, what is it? The makuyim that the shtar has a kiyim on it. So we know for sure the loan took place. Still lo yachla, still you don't return it to the malva. To chashinim, we're afraid l'peroyin. We are afraid that maybe the leiver already paid up the money, and the shtar was lost, and therefore we do not return it to the malva. Now again, not